So how do you view rejection? I've come to realise that I have a bit of a love-hate relationship with it. Okay, I know it's a fact of life and often leads to more interesting paths, but sometimes those emotions just get the better of me when rejection comes knocking on my door. Luckily, logic generally does win out in the end, and when the dust settles, I usually manage to reframe what's happened in a more objective light. And strangely for me, rejection usually spurs me on with a new sense of vigour. I know, how weird is that? Now, this might be because I've improved my knowledge or reinforced the strength of my convictions, or it might be because of my own innate sense of bloody-mindedness. What I have found is that being more conscious of my behaviour and my reactions has helped me to reduce the length and severity of the emotional impact rejection has on me. Plus, I've also come to recognise that even after all this time, since taking the route of becoming self-employed, things seem to matter so much more to me, which obviously gives me a heightened degree of sensitivity to certain scenarios. For me, there's also a naughty side to rejection, which goes a little bit like this. Well, I'm glad you rejected me. I didn't want it anyway. In fact, you did me a huge favour. So thank you very much and goodbye. There is one thing about rejection, though, that I do quite like. You definitely know where you stand. No more faffing about, hoping and waiting. The cards are out on the table, with the hand fully on show. Funnily enough, on reflection, I don't see rejection as failure. That's partly to do with my perception of failure itself, I think. I'm not really a failure type person, rather a, well, that didn't quite go to plan, what can I do about it type person. Maybe that's because I like a good experiment, and you can't test your ideas without putting yourself out there. I suppose I'm saying that my view of rejection goes something like this. It's not all bad, it's a fact of life, and it's often a route to something new or better. It isn't failure, it's only one door closing. There are many more others to open. And by all means, it's okay to be sad, annoyed, angry, or whatever you feel when rejection comes a-calling. You just have to make sure you don't dwell on it for too long before you move into positive action. And finally, like I said to a friend recently, although it doesn't feel like it at the time, rejection often clears the way for bigger and better opportunities. A bit like a cosmic laxative, metaphorically speaking, of course.